Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a brand new episode of the I Want More Action podcast. I'm here with my host, Frankie Cranks.
What's going on, guys?
And today we have an amazing movie to review. What is it, Frank?
Oh, boy. Today we're doing Wonder Woman 1984. And synopsis straight from IMDb goes, rewind to the 1980s as Wonder Woman's next big screen adventure finds her facing two all-new foes, Max Lord and the Cheetah. So, what did you think of Wonder Woman, Chris?
Oh, man. All right. So it was directed by Patty Jenkins again. Mm-hmm. It's starring Gal Gadot, Chris Pine, Kristen Wiig, and Pedro Pascal. Mm-hmm. My man Pedro, though, he's killing it on Mandalorian.
Yeah, but not so much in Wonder Woman. Believe it or not, he probably is one of the better actors in the film. But his character of Max Lord is...
He's a great actor.
Yeah.
Chris Pine phones it in.
Completely phones it in.
And Gal Gadot is always great as Wonder Woman. That's like the only saving grace of these Wonder Woman movies to me is Gal Gadot.
She pulls it off. She pulls off the character.
Yeah, the character.
But the script is...
No,
is,
the script does...
Really.
Like, the first one had a lot of hamminess. This one is very, very hammy.
It's like melodramatic, though. Yeah, it's like soap opera.
Speech, is it always a speech to be made? It feels like I'm watching Rocky.
And she spends way too much time with Steve Trevor. Like, half the movie is just her hanging out with this dude.
Yep.
Just hanging out. Just doing nothing, really. Just
jerking around.
Yeah, just doing nothing.
The world's going to shit. She's jerking around with Steve Trevor.
Yep.
It's like trying to teach him about 1984.
And I'm like, I get it, you know, it's okay to have a scene of this or whatever, but like, let's get to the story at hand, and this leads into the villains, but we'll get to that in a second, though.
Yes. Right. So, but besides that synopsis, what's basically going on here is, it's 1984, and there's this Diana, Wonder Woman's alter ego, works at some like museum. I think it's like a museum.
Smithsonian. Yeah, Smithsonian.
Oh, it is a Smithsonian. Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. She works at the Smithsonian, and Kristen Wiig works there too. And they're both working in the archaeology department.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a robbery at a jewel store, but in the back of the jewel store, they were like hoarding like ancient artifacts to sell on the black market. And all these artifacts make it to the Smithsonian for Kristen Wiig to do like some type of forensic science on it and determine what they are, where they're from, and who they actually belong to.
Mm-hmm.
There's a stone there, and this stone supposedly grants anyone one wish, but takes away their most important... the most important aspect to them,
or even it's something that's important to them as well.
Yes.
Too, right? But yeah, it could be
something yourself, important to them,
but it could be something important to you. It depends on what you value most in your life, really.
So Wonder Woman wishes for Chris Pine and Steve Trevor to come back. He comes back in some other dude's body.
Yep.
Which I don't. I feel bad for this dude. Where is he?
Yeah, he's just in a void. Doesn't exist for...
It needs to be another movie that shows where he is during all this.
Yeah, and by the way, you actually see this guy later in the movie, and he just acts like nothing was wrong. He's just like, oh, what a nice day it is outside.
At the very end of the movie, like, obviously Steve Trevor's not going to make it the whole time. The guy whose body he's in is just, like, talking to Wonder Woman.
And he obviously doesn't recognize her.
No, he doesn't recognize
her. He has no memory about what happened whatsoever, obviously.
Oh, I slept with you like 7 times?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah, but that's only one of the many flaws he has.
Oh, we'll get into it. We'll get into it.
Yeah.
So then Kristen Wiig, who's like a shy nerd, wishes that she could be like Diana. But she doesn't know that Diana's Wonder Woman. So the wish becomes literal, and she starts getting superpowers.
Yes.
Yeah. And then Pedro Pascal plays Maxwell Lord, who's like this wannabe oil tycoon who's failing. He gets his hands on the stone and wishes he is the stone, which makes little no sense, but okay. Now he's the if you want a wish, you have to go to him to get your wish. Like, he's the one who grants the wishes and takes things away from you for himself.
And for it to work, you have to be touching him.
Yeah, you have to be touching him. Yes, you have to be. Just like you would have to be touching the stone.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's the basic plot breakdown of where all these characters are by the half-hour mark in this movie.
Yep, yeah, pretty much.
Then the movie just goes all over the place.
They
end up in Egypt where he's taking some sultan's... He wants the sultan's oil, and then the sultan wants his land back. So there's like this huge wall that gets built. that cuts off all of his civilians from the water source.
Yes, because it's like the wish is like literally, like you said.
Yes, everything's
so
literal.
So it actually builds a wall and cuts off everything, the water, everything, supplies from his country, all of it, which is like, I guess, modern day Egypt or Cairo, maybe. I don't know.
It looked like it was Egypt, but it's a make believe place.
Because he mentions what it is, and I think it's made
city
up
city or whatever they're in is not a real place.
Mm-hmm.
So then Kristen Wiig gets take literal too, and she starts to get superpowers, and just like Diana, she like becomes confident in herself,
but in
a bad way.
Yes, in a bad way, and also to remember here too, something to add is that the you could only get one wish.
Yes,
you only get one wish, and if you once you make your wish, that's it. You can't have another wish.
This rule is said multiple times in the film.
Yes, it is. Multiple times.
I just want to throw that out there for a second, but something happens.
But something does happen, and it totally breaks this rule that they make themselves.
Just lay it out. This is spoilers, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. This is going to be spoilers in this episode.
Yes. So in the beginning, Kristen Wiig's character basically wishes that she was like Diana, and she gets superpowers. But she's still just, a human. She's just a person. And then later on in the movie, she basically hooks up with Max Lord because Diana wants to basically stop him and reverse all the wishes because, it's obviously going to lead to catastrophe. But Chris Wieskart doesn't want that to happen.
Let me just mention something. The fact that she wished Chris Pine to come back, now she's losing her powers.
Yes.
Okay, continue.
So now that Kristen Wiig is trying to protect Max Lohr because, she's afraid of losing her gifts or her strength, her popularity, whatever, her sexiness. Now they're hooking up, and then they're on a plane going to some location, I guess.
They're going to that thing.
Oh yes,
the satellites.
The army base. Yes, the satellites. And so Max Lohr says, "Oh, so what do you want? What is your wish?" And she goes,
"I'm feeling generous.
I'm feeling
make
generous.
Make another wish.
Make another wish," which she can't do, by the way.
Yes,
literally can't do it because he would have done it earlier in the film if he could have. Make another wish, and she goes, "Oh, I want to be the best, the worst apex predator that there is," and apparently. That means the worst apex predator that there is, or the most successful, dangerous apex predator is a cheetah.
And she literally, in her brain, I guess.
In her brain. And she literally becomes like a cheetah. It looks like something out of Cats, the movie.
It looks so bad.
It does look bad. It looks really bad.
Like her face is makeup, but everything around her face is CGI.
It looks like Cats, the movie Cats, the bad CGI they had. It looks just like that. And also it doesn't help that in that scene where you see her, it's really dark and you can't really tell what's going on.
And it's foggy.
And it's foggy. Huh?
They're fighting right outside the military base.
At night.
And the military base, I guess, is in the middle of swamps. what it looks like.
Yeah, it doesn't... Yeah, I don't know where they are. No clue place and time what's going on where they are.
Oh, yeah, they never give you, like, a location on that one.
Yeah, they're just on an island somewhere.
We're going to play a game called How Many Rules and Random Friggin' Shit Does Wonder Woman 84 Have? I'll start. Wonder Woman randomly gets the power to turn things invisible.
Yes, I don't know. When it's convenient for her, she realizes, let me use that one power that I never used before. It's right now, out of nowhere. She does it perfectly, too, by the way.
Wonder Woman randomly gets the ability to fly.
Yep, she was so afraid to fly before, but once Steve Trevor says to her about, just glide, it's easy, anybody can do it, she figures it out right away, and now she can fly. Well, it doesn't fly, she glides. That's the difference.
Maxwell Lord never... multiple times tries to grant someone a second wish and he's not allowed to do it, but he grants Kristen Wiig a second wish.
She doesn't have to touch him.
There's a satellite that the president tells Maxwell Lord about, and he tells him that figuratively you can touch everyone through the satellite because it gets to everyone's TV. Maxwell Lord takes this literally and somehow uses it to touch everyone and get everyone's wishes.
Through the TV. So if you're watching
TV,
you
have to be touching him to make it work.
But now all you have to do is be watching TV. And maybe that works with voice, if it's over radio. I don't know. This is not explained.
Steve Trevor returns in another man's body and boots his consciousness out to the void of nothingness.
Which, you'd think that... Because here's the thing. If you wish for something, you lose something. So Diana lost her powers.
Yes, that's the...
But why this guy have to lose his consciousness for? That's not his fault. That's not his problem. He didn't.
He never wished anything.
He had no idea
what was going on.
Exactly. Like I can understand if it brought him back, literally from the dead. He crawls out of the ground or something like that. Or just appears somewhere as Steve Trevor, as his body. Because that's what she wished for. Remember. Literally now. Literal. Okay. But that's not what she got. Just a rando in the street is popping up as his consciousness. Like, wait, no. That's not. That's breaking your rules, man. That's not how it works. You're just making shit up as you go along. No.
there's a piece of armor shown early in the movie that supposedly, it's basically supposed to be as strong as, like, Wolverine's adamantium.
Yes.
At the end of the movie, Wonder Woman puts it on, and Cheetah rips it to pieces like paper.
Really like paper. Like I get it, she's the most dangerous apex predator, but she's still just a biological predator. Like, she's still just an animal. She wasn't like, oh, I want to, you know, be this, you know, I don't know, like, this is the strongest being on the planet. Like, she's still just an animal.
She's supposed to just be a standing cheetah.
Exactly. She's just an animal. She's just a cheetah. But apparently this cheetah can rip through the strongest metal in this universe, no problem. Lickety split.
And finally, somehow, Wonder Woman's lasso of truth gives her the ability to communicate with the entire world as long as she's attached to a TV set. Or TV camera.
Like a megaphone. Like, literally like a megaphone. Like, she just has to wrap it around you, and she can just project her voice through people, through, and not even through TV, it's through, I don't know what
it's
it
like
was.
It's like Maxwell Lord's brain. I can't even explain it.
Because she's not even on TV anymore, it's part of the movie.
And she's not, like, talking loud so people hear her, she's whispering.
Yeah, she's like, talking to herself.
Yeah, she's talking to the lasso.
She's talking to Maxwell Lord or whatever. And you know, trying to basically get people to basically reverse all their wishes, because giving everybody their wish obviously leads to chaos, and the whole world is just quickly is falling apart. But
so, I've asked you this question before, that now that we've seen, and like, you know, Wonder Woman, Aquaman were kind of the saving grace, but now that we've seen this Wonder Woman and realized that, like, you know, it still has issues with DC, what do you think DC's missing that keeps preventing these movies from being hits?
Better
but this
writers.
Wasn't really a dark film.
No, better writers. Yeah. Better writers. They need better writers. They need better scripts, really. Because, again, the actors are good. You know, I have no problem with any actor in this movie.
No, they put together a hell of a cast in
this
movie.
Yes, I think everyone fit their character, for what it's worth, they all fit them really well. It's just the dialogue and the scripts are really bad doing these movies. You know, like you said, Aquaman and the first Wonder Woman are the only ones that are, like, decent. But all the other scripts, all the other movies are bad. Man of Steel, Superman versus Batman, all of them.
And Zack Snyder is not to blame for these. Everyone wanted to blame Zack Snyder, which, don't get me wrong, he has a lot to blame for the early
with Justice League and everything.
Early DC, but this stuff is not him. It's just DC.
Even Shazam is not really that good. No. Same problem. Like, it's only okay. It's like, it's mediocre at best, really. Even that one. Again, it's the scripts and it's the writing. They really have to get different writers. I wouldn't say better. I just think different writers, because I think they were just trying to go in a weird direction with this movie. I think it deviated a lot from the comic book, at least what it felt like. It didn't feel like a comic book movie. I feel like it was just trying to be like a melodrama or like a soap opera or something. It didn't really jive well with me at all.
Like, you know, Iron Man and all the early Marvel movies, don't get me wrong, they were good, but none of them really hit it out the park as like a cinematic experience till Avengers, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then Winter Soldier came out and they were just on a roll.
Mm-hmm.
The part about DC is they haven't had that yet. They haven't had that movie that just home runs, like, the whole movie, like, has everything you want in an adventure.
No, even the first Iron Man movie is better than most of these movies.
Yeah,
you know what
it
I
is.
Mean?
It
like
is.
It's like, even, you know, the first Captain America is still like, it's not amazing. Like, it's not one of my top Marvel films, but like, it's still good. I can still watch it and say, oh, that was a good movie. I enjoyed that. Like, there are no glaring problems like,
you know,
what we're talking about here.
I don't like there's three Marvel movies, but, you know, Captain Marvel, it just has a lot of problems, but it's not a bad movie. It's not horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But there's, like, you know, Iron Man 3, Iron Man 2, Avengers 2, and Guardians 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
Besides Iron Man 3, which is a horrible movie,
that's really bad.
All the other movies are still better than this.
Exactly. Exactly. They're not exceptionally good from a, you know, compared to other Marvel movies. And that's what you do. You always compare them to other Marvel films.
Yes.
But if you look, and if you look at Wonder Woman, you know, this movie's not that great, but, you know, it's kind of on that line of, like, Batman versus Superman, where, like, you watch and you're just like, oh, this is not really good, you know? Like, you just walk away feeling like this was not a good movie.
But it's not as boring as Batman versus Superman.
No, it's not as boring, just not, thank God.
Not as,
yes.
It's kind of on, like, Suicide Squad level, where it's like, there's a lot of stuff going on the screen, but you're just like, I don't care.
You just don't care. Yeah, again, it's missing those, like, strong themes and character development that's just not there at all in this movie. It's not there in Suicide Squad either. But, like, Suicide Squad, I understand, because it's about the squad, it's about them, you know, it's okay if they don't have character development too much of it, but, like, Wonder Woman is supposed to be about, like, her, right? Her character, people in her life. Like,
she's not even, she's only in, like, 30 minutes of the whole movie.
Yeah,
actually.
And
I'm not talking about Diana,
Wonder Woman.
I'm talking about Wonder Woman.
Exactly, because the rest of the time she's hanging out with Steve Trevor, just dicking around doing nothing.
Or she's at work with Kristen Wiig.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's like, and she spends a lot of time with douching off with Steve
Trevor.
Yeah,
she's just kind of hanging out. Like, I get it. You want to give them some time together, you know, it's her love of her life and everything like that. I understand that, but it becomes like the focal point of the movie. And then only then halfway through, then she's like, oh, wait, what about the stone? Oh, I got to find out what's going on. All right, let's go, guys. And then all of a sudden, mm-hmm. it turns to an adventure film then.
So, we could do this all day, but let's get to these action scenes. So we're going to get back. We'll be back in about 10 seconds after we take a commercial break. And when we get back, we're going to break down the action scenes in this movie, because even that has a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
So we'll be right back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So, Frank, as usual, let's start with fights.
All right. So the one saving grace in here is that the fight scenes are not completely terrible. And also, fight scenes, well, they're not terrible, but they're not really good. I did not enjoy the fights in this movie. I gave it a 2 out of 5. Did not like it.
I also, you know, the fight scenes in the first movie are actually pretty good, besides yes. the ending, but when she does that raid on, like, on the military,
mm-hmm.
that out of the trenches, that was mm-hmm. freaking awesome.
Yes, it was. Yep.
You know, there was none of that in this. I gave this a 2 out of 5. All the moves she does in this movie, they're either really horribly choreographed, or just like the sweep and everything, it's moves she's done in other movies.
Yeah,
there's nothing original here in any fight scene.
No, it really isn't, and most of it is really just
throwing around,
like, to look cool. Yeah, they're not they're like spectacle shots. They're not like fight scenes. You know what
oh
I mean?
My
like
God, the fight with her and Cheetah is so bad.
Oh, it's really bad. It's just them tussling on the ground.
Yeah, or
in the water,
that wire, and it's just yeah. like so bad.
Yes. Yep.
Never mind the fact you can't see half of it.
Yeah, well, you can't only see dark like, and
wow,
shadows.
This is really piss poor.
It's just is it that scene where you're like watching it and your eyes are like half closed and you're thinking yeah. about something else and you just could care less about what's happening
like
on the screen.
You doze and you wake back up all of a sudden and she like, has the last all around Maxwell.
Like, dude, like you daydream about something else in your head and like you come back like, oh wait, that's right, I'm watching this movie. That's what it felt like.
I gave the stunts a 3 out of 5, and the only reason I did is because the car chase is all practical,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of crazy stuff going on during that car chase where stuntmen. Some of that stuff going on, I was like, oh, they're really putting their lives on the line, jumping from car to car and stuff. But other than that, like, besides that scene of stunts, the rest of the stunts are just kind of like mediocre superhero stunts you've seen in, like, the 90s.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, I gave it 2 out of 5. Yeah. I didn't find the stunts that good at all, really. Like yeah, you know, there's some stunt works in the chase scene, but I kind of look at that as more of the chase scene, because yeah. all the other stunts, like you said, they're just mediocre superhero stunts, like they're from like any movie that you'd see, and it's not like anything special. Like you said, she hits somebody, they fall into the wall. Like I don't know, there's nothing like special about it. It's been done before, and it leads to like how bad the fight scenes are. There's not even much fighting, and it's just like pushing and shoving and throwing, which is like okay, but it just looks fake. It's all like wire work. I don't know. I was not impressed at all. I was kind of bored by it.
Wonder Woman has a Superman problem where she's just too powerful for her own good.
Yeah.
But like, what is she gonna get into like a martial arts fight with? Who's gonna fight her?
Exactly. Like she can
they
throw people around
to do
really
it with
good.
Cheetah, but the strength they gave Cheetah, but they ruined that.
Yeah, because she doesn't really fight at all. She just kind of claws at her, and that's mm-hmm. really it.
Special effects, I gave a 2 out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
Besides the car chase, which is practical, there's a lot of special effects in this movie, and they're really bad.
Yeah,
a lot of bad special effects in this movie.
Yeah, I get it.
The lasso looks horrible.
Yes, the lasso looks horrible.
The cheetah looks horrible.
Oh, she looks horrible. I gave it 2 out of 5 just because the same thing. Cheetah looks horrible. The suit that she wears looks plastic when uh-huh. she's wearing it. It looks fake. When they're fighting, when she's fighting Cheetah, it looks like it's a 10-year-old movie.
Yeah.
It came out in like 2011 or 2012. It does not look like a 2020 film at all. It's just everything looks about 5 or 6 years older than what it should look like in this movie. Like, this is Wonder Woman, the sequel to Wonder Woman. Like,
I know.
What's going on here, guys? Like, I mean, I know you spent a lot of money, but spare no expense. Like, it has to look really, really, really good.
What do you do for shootouts?
Shootouts, there's not really any shootouts in this movie. Like, they shoot at her, but she doesn't have a gun. Steve Trevor doesn't even have a gun or anything. Like, there's just no guns in it. So I really didn't, it's really an NA because it's just...
Yeah,
just,
me too. I just wanted to... Check
yeah, they just shoot at her, but that doesn't really count, you know. So.
Now, for the chase, I gave the chase itself a 4 out of 5. I had a lot of fun during that chase scene. Mm-hmm. It was the only fun moment I had during the entire movie.
Yeah.
Was that chase scene?
Yeah. Yeah, really. I mean, I only gave it a 3 out of 5. It's good. It's the best scene in the whole movie. It literally, hands down, is the best scene out of the whole movie.
And thankfully, it goes on for a little while.
And it's a decent length, too. Like, he has a few stunts and everything. But even then, for me, it's just like, it's almost like, it's good, but I don't know. It gets into the whole, like you said, it's Superman problem where it's like, she's going to win, she's going to go, she's going to like survive, and she's going to do it. Like, there's one or two cool scenes in the chase scene that happen where the truck flips and she's like underneath it.
And when she's holding them apart,
that's cool. Holding them apart, like that. But yes. But beyond that, she's just kind of like chasing after them. She's just like jumping on them. It's really, she saves like the two kids or whatever, but like it's just, I don't know. I feel like I felt there could have been more to it than what there was.
You know what? I feel like I probably scored it higher because watching it, I scored it while watching it.
Yeah.
And I was probably like, oh, finally something fun's happening. And I was
like, that's the thing. Five. Yeah, you finally feel like, oh, wow, this movie's finally something's happening. Like, there's an action scene in it. Yes, like, a superhero movie. Like, superheroes happening. Yeah.
Which like, the first action scenes, her, like, getting these bank robbers, and it's so bad. It's so cheesy.
Do you know what it reminded me of, dude? I know this is totally random and weird. In a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles sequel movie, in the beginning, like, where they just show up in the mall, that's literally what it reminded me of, how cheesy and stupid it is. Like, it's totally dumb.
Like, she's doing all these poses, swinging around with her ass. She tells the little kid to shh.
Slides the kid across the floor to a bear?
She slides the kid across the floor, and the kid just, like, slams through a window.
Yeah, the glass door.
She lands in, like, she lands in a giant teddy bear.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, but it's for comic relief. Like, it's not funny at all. Like, it's just stupid. I did not like it at all.
No. It tried to be, like, whimsical, like Superman, the movie, the original one. Mm-hmm. Tried to have that charm to it, but I didn't feel it at all.
No, not at all, no.
My overall for this is a 2 out of 5.
Yeah, it's 2 out of 5 for me too, man. This is not a recommend. Unless like, you're a diehard Wonder Woman fan.
Yes.
Even then, watch it, but like, I don't think you're going to enjoy it, but you should watch it.
Like, if you want to like continue the Wonder Woman story through all the DC movies, that's the only reason I would say watch this
movie. Or if like you're a diehard DC person, like, those are your movies and you love them.
And even then, I don't know if you'd like it, because the two movies before this, Wonder Woman and Aquaman, blew this out of the water.
Totally different. Yeah, they're totally different. They feel like totally different movies, really.
Yes, they really do. Because this is bad.
Yeah, it's bad, guys. It's
my
bad.
First similar is Captain Marvel, another crap movie.
Mm-hmm.
Better than this, though.
Better than this, yeah, I was going
to
say.
But it's another movie that, like, it's just all over the place. Doesn't know what it wants to be.
Mm-hmm.
Directing's not very good, and the pacing is poor, just like Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Yeah, I know a similar movie. It's not so much of a similar movie. It's more of a recommendation. This whole thing of, like, you know, female superheroes or, like, female leads in movies, like, female action stars in general. I feel like they're really trying to push that nowadays. But, like, this movie doesn't really work well if you're looking for a cool female, like, action hero. Just watch The Doorman with Ruby Rose. And just, you'll actually get a really good movie with a good female who can fight, has good action in it. It's, like, everything this movie needed. Literally, it's everything this movie needed, it did not have. The Doorman is essentially, it's a diehard with a woman. These thieves take over an apartment building with Ruby Rose. Yeah, thieves take over an apartment building looking for paintings from one of his occupants. And, of course, her brother-in-law is there with his kids. She's the doorman of the building. She stays behind over, like, Easter weekend or something like that. And, of course, she has to save the day. It's just so, it's, like, literally, if you want to see a cool action from a female, just watch that. It's 10 times better.
My second is Wonder Woman, the first one. Like, if you want to watch a good Wonder Woman movie, watch the first Wonder Woman movie, because it's actually a well-made production.
Yeah, and my others, my second one is Aquaman. You want to see a good DC movie, action movie, just go watch Aquaman, because it's 10 times better than Wonder Woman in 1984. Because better action, better acting, better overall everything. It's probably one of the first Wonder Woman and Aquaman are probably the two best DC superhero movies to date. Not counting, like, the older DC movies, like the older Batmans or whatever, like the newer stuff.
The DC Universe movies.
Yes, the DC Universe movies. Yeah, definitely the best ones. Just go check those ones out. You'll enjoy them much more.
You know, I have high hopes for the Suicide Squad next one because of the director,
James Gunn. Mm-hmm.
But the new Batman, I don't know what to think, because there's a lot of trouble in the production right now.
Yeah, they're
doesn't want to work out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm hoping that because they're taking their time with it, they're gonna get it right. Like, they're gonna do it until, you know, they're gonna get it do it until they get it right. Matt Reeves is he's not a bad director, but I've never seen anything that he's done that, like, blew me away. So I don't know how this is gonna go.
All I've seen he's done is the Planet of the Apes movies. I've never seen anything
which are good. Which those are good movies. I enjoy them, but again, because they're all kind of the same thing, it's hard to like see them doing something else. But again, but they're good movies, so I have high hopes. But you never know, though. You know, Batman's a harder one to get right
sometimes. It is,
so
and
we'll
Batman's
see.
been done so many times. You're gonna have to take a different twist on it to make anyone care.
Yeah.
And one good announcement that was made is going from now on in the DC universe, Michael Keaton is the main Batman.
Well, they're gonna have two. So they
And
have
Ben
the,
Affleck, yeah.
they well, no, they're gonna have Robert Pattinson and
No,
Michael
I'm talking
Keaton.
about in the DC continuity, because Robert
Yes.
Pattinson's not part of the continuity,
Yes,
right?
exactly. Yeah, he's going
Michael
to be part
Keaton is the
of the
main Batman.
DCU. Yeah,
Yeah.
because I think they're going for like an older Batman in the future, because
Maybe to do a
obviously
Batman
he's
Beyond or
older.
something.
Yeah, there's gonna be something or like a do a proper Dark Knight Returns. Not
Oh,
what not
man.
what
Yo,
that
he
would
gotta
not
beef
what
up, though.
not what fucking what's his name tried to do? Zack Snyder tried to just
No, I
implement
want to see a
that into.
real Dark
I
Knight
want to see a
Returns.
real Dark Knight Returns,
Yeah.
like the Frank Miller version, not whatever
Yes,
fucking
where it's
Zack Snyder
dark and
did.
gritty.
Gets a real deal, like not the stupid shit that he tried to pull. So we'll see. But yeah, they're obviously drawing for an older Batman, because Michael Keaton is like what, like late 40s, early 50s? Like he's not
No,
young
he's in his
anymore.
50s now,
Yeah,
yeah. Late
exactly. So
50s, yeah.
there's no way he's gonna be a, you know, like he's not Christian Bale at Dark Knight anymore. You know
No.
what I mean? Like, he's older, so they have to kind of, you know, play into that.
But,
But
like, the way, like, after seeing him in that American Assassin movie, he can still, like, pull off, like, badass.
yeah, I think he's just gonna play more of a backseat role of
Yeah.
Batman. I don't think he's ever gonna have like his own movie, but he'll be in movies though,
Yeah, I
you
think, yeah,
know?
you're right. I think he's gonna be like the Nick Fury.
Yeah, exactly. He'll
Like,
be
putting
in the
things
films.
together
Yes,
and
he'll have
he'll do
scenes
some
and
action.
everything. Yeah. But he's never gonna have like his own, again, unless it's like The Dark Knight Returns. Then yeah, I can see him doing that, but we'll see.
And Ben Affleck's also back, so I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know if
I don't know
DC.
what the fuck they're doing with these movies.
Marvel's going the same route too with the best Spider-Man, so.
But you know what? But at least Marvel knows what they're doing though, because
Yeah,
they're doing the
they have like a
multiverse,
10-year plan.
and they're doing the multiverse with it. So
Yeah.
they understand. They know how they're doing it. Literally, DC is just waiting to see what happens with the Matt Reeves version,
Yes.
what happens with the new incarnation of Batman, to see if they would want to bring Ben Affleck back. I think they're playing wait and see, and they're gonna tell what the fans and what the box office tells them to do, which isn't always a good idea, because Marvel doesn't do that. Marvel makes a plan, sticks to it, and that's it. They don't change course. They don't wait and see what happens. I think that's DC's biggest problem, is that they put too much, I guess, power into the audience's hands, where it's like you're never gonna please everybody. You know, you
No.
kind of have to make you have to have, make a, disting, a distinction up for yourself
The
before.
only problem with what Marvel does is like with Chadwick Boseman passing away, they kind of put themselves in a hole because now they're like they had this next Black Panther planned and everything, and now it's like, now what do we do? That's the only
Exactly.
issue with going so far in planning.
Yeah. People
People
the
pass away, unfortunately.
No, you could. And look, and that's the thing. You can, I mean, yeah, you may have to tie it up a bit awkwardly, but you have to just pass the gauntlet, right? You have to pass it
Yes.
on. You know what I mean?
But
Like,
passing it without him is rough. Like
it
you
is
kind
rough,
of have to
because
say he died off screen, you know what I
exactly,
mean?
no, it's awkward.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's not easy, but it's not like impossible, right?
Yeah, no,
Like,
you're right. Yeah.
and you know, because you have to think, like, Chadwick Boseman, he was Black Panther completely. He was like, and he was a really good Black Panther
He's a great
too.
actor.
You
That's what
probably you,
helps.
and you and you're never going to get that again, so don't go for that again. You have to make it like a new Black Panther, basically, you know, like a new guy, a new storyline, basically, also,
Or
like,
make it the sister if that's the route you want to take. Because it happened in the
exactly.
comic, so.
Exactly. You have to make almost like you have to make a whole new character,
Yeah.
but that kind of takes on the role of the
Well,
you
if you
know
really have to, bring back Killmonger and put him in the suit and make him have a change of heart. Like, do something.
yeah, you gotta change it up
But
without
like you said, it
replacing
has
it,
to
you
have a
know.
different personality to him and everything. Don't just play
Exactly.
Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, you can't just play, oh, new King Chitalo or whatever. You know,
Yeah, yeah.
it has to be somebody new, a
Recasting him would be a
storyline.
horrible
Oh
idea.
no, you could never do that. That's just it wouldn't work anyway, because people know him from his movies, from Infinity Wars, from all that, like from Endgame. You can't do it. He's too iconic at this
It's
point.
funny because
So
like he was so good at Black Panther. Like when I think of him, I think of Black Panther. You know what I mean?
yeah,
Like
exactly.
Chris Evans. Like yeah, I think of Captain America, but I also think of him in the dumbass like with the friggin' thing on his nipples from Not Another Teen
Oh
Movie. Like there's other things I think of when I
yes,
think of like Chris
yeah.
Evans.
He's been in other films that
Yes,
you know him from.
or even what's his name Stark. Robert Downey Jr. Sherlock Holmes. Like there's other
Oh yeah, he's
things.
been in plenty
I really
other
can't
movies. Yeah.
name too many other movies that chat besides that one with the policeman.
Yeah, 21 Bridges. Yeah,
I really don't know too many other Chadwick Boseman movies, honestly.
He hasn't been in
he did like, a lot of dramas.
He had a lot of dramas, but he hasn't been in like a ton of movies.
No,
like,
because you know, he kind of broke out and then passed away.
Exactly, and he did a lot of theater before he did. He did do theater. I believe he was in theater a lot before this, and that's how they kind of found him, and he kind of came up from that. But like, you're right though, like. This was, you know, Black Panther was his breakout role. This was going to like secure him.
He definitely passed away too young because he would have had an amazing career ahead of him. Yeah, the way he acts and stuff.
Absolutely, yep, absolutely.
Could have been a young Murtaugh.
Oh yeah, hell yeah! It could have worked. You never know. You just gotta get that. You just gotta get that young rig somewhere.
Riggs, yeah, like Robert Pattinson.
Right? Oh God, no! Oh Jesus!
No!
Don't go that bad.
Someone a little crazy.
Yes, someone who like legit like is a little crazy because I think you know. I think Mel Gibson is a little crazy.
Oh, yeah, he is. He definitely,
you know what I mean?
He's got a rant he's gone on.
Yes, so it was perfect for him because he fits, definitely.
All right, man.
All right.
I just recorded all that by accident, so now I have to edit all that out.
I thought you could actually end the podcast, too. I thought you were going to add all of that, but now we have to go back.
You know
and
what?
Just kinda...
I'm leaving it in.
There you
Ladies
go, man.
And gentlemen, we're not editing that out. We're going to leave all that in that you just heard us talk about. For some more, some extra entertainment for your night.
The extended podcast tonight.
The behind the scenes version of the I Want More Action podcast.
All right, guys.
All right, guys. Mr. Action signing out.
And it's the Freaking Cranks. Till next time, guys.